Emily's Corner, and I have a girlfriend on the line that when I had my stroke in 2009, Crystal and I were really good friends, and I have asked her to come on to tell about our friendship and what friendship means to me is communication and the connection that you have with somebody you can feel in your heart, and doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be physically in contact with that person to feel that connection. So I want to talk about the beginning of my stroke, and I have asked Crystal and another girlfriend of mine, and she'll be coming soon. So this is exciting for me to be able to get some of my connections on our podcast. And Crystal, can you tell a little about your bio?
I'm originally from Maine, pretty much. I grew up there my whole life. I don't know, I guess right now I moved to Colorado. I'm living in the city and just trying to be an adult, I guess.
Can you tell our audience today where you met me and how we connected?
Well, we met at work, and I just remember the first time I met you, you were super nice. I was one of those kind of people, like, it's a call center, so a lot of times one of the things that you do is observe other people and how they handle calls and what they do, and Emily, you were just, like, the sweetest person in the entire world to people, and it definitely showed, and it made me want to be like that, too. So I would say that's how we first met, and that's kind of how I maybe first got interested in you as a friend, you know, just kind of seeing how you are naturally. I think we just all started hanging out. We had a couple of friends that we just all hung out together, and we all just became really close.
Yeah, super close, the four of us. And now, what's your favorite memory of us?
Honestly, I would have to say it would be one of our many barbecues that we had, our little girls' night. You made food. It was so good. I think what you make, you made like asparagus with butter.
Yeah.
You cooked some shrimp on the grill. And then we all just kind of relaxed and hung out. We got in the hot tub and we all just really kind of talked. And I think you and me talked a lot too. And we got to know each other a little bit more in depth as people. And I think that's one of my favorite memories, honestly.
That was mine also.
Like,
four of us got together and away from work, and we didn't have to be under any of that stress.
Yeah, exactly. It was so stressful, and it was just so nice to just be able to unwind and just be ourselves. And I don't think it mattered, you know, who we are to other people. I think, you know, I was just allowed to be my weird self around you.
I could be my weird self too, you know? gosh. So can I ask what it was like when you arrived at the hospital on the 23rd?
Yeah, you know, honestly, it was one of the most scariest and saddest things I've had to go through in life. It was really strange. I remember, like, it was just so quiet. Like, you could just hear people just slightly whispering. Every once in a while, the doctors would come in, they'd give us, like, progress, but then they didn't really know what was going to happen, so they couldn't really tell us a lot of good news because they just didn't know, and maybe they didn't want to, you know, say the positive when it could have been the negative, you know, I guess preparedness, I guess, but I cried a lot. a lot.
I can tell you that I was told that somebody had come in and they weren't very positive about the whole situation, and you looked at them and you said, where is your hope?
Yeah, I did, actually. And the other thing I also said, I said, why is it your decision? It's not your decision. It's up to God, and God will make what he wants to do with it. If he wants her home, then she'll go home. If not, then he'll bring her back to us. But I was very hopeful because, you know, I just felt something in my heart that just, I don't know. Sorry, I'm trying not to cry.
I know, me too. I knew that today was going to be very emotional.
There was something there in my heart that just felt like no matter what was going to happen, we should still stay hopeful. And I just didn't feel that there should be any negativity in the room.
Right. And absolutely. That is so true. I remember hearing so many people say goodbye to me, but I do never, ever remember your voice telling me goodbye.
No, because you know what, that you're still here. And that's the thing. That's one thing that I think that a lot of people don't realize about comas and things like that is you don't know if that person can hear you or not. So if I didn't know, I just felt like it wasn't really my place to say goodbye. I felt like if I was going to say goodbye, it was after you wouldn't have been here anymore, that you weren't on this earth anymore. Mm-hmm. But while you were here, I should spend as much time with you as I could and just, I don't know, keep you happy, I guess, as much as I possibly could.
Right. And I remember, like, weekends after this event that happened, that you came to the rehab to see me, and I remember certain times when, because there was so hope, their message of hope means so much to me that I had to have you on here, and I was so honored that you said that you would. Now, I have a question to you. What is 5 most important things in a friendship?
I would say number 1 is loyalty, truthfulness, understanding without judgment, really. Mm-hmm. Love, and I don't know, I guess it's not really a thing. It's more of the ability to stay friends with someone, even if you're far away, and not be upset that you can't talk to them necessarily every day.
Right.
No drama.
And you have that connection no matter what. You don't let that bond.
Exactly.
Right. And it doesn't change just because you have a stroke and they say you're the new you. You still have those deep feelings for that person.
Yeah.
So I wanted to really get you on here and talk. I knew another friend of ours might have a hard time, so I wanted to have somebody I knew I was close to that still had a really powerful message of hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have a quote to end our podcast today. I don't need a friend who changes when I change and who nods when I nod. My shadow does that for me. And I would like to invite you to Emily's Corner on Facebook. And I would also love to invite you all to my website, which is www.strokeandTBIAllies.com. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend.